dumping of hazardous materials at bonfire sites here has been a problem in the past, with even asbestos being left to be burned. It's a concerning issue for anyone, but especially parents whose children may be playing in and around those sites. I want to speak to a public representative and a mum as well, Nicola Mallon. Nicola, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Nicola, it's very sad to think that a child would be critically ill in hospital as a result of something that was dumped at waste ground close to where a bonfire is regularly built.
It is, Frank. It's shocking news to hear this, and I wish this young boy a very speedy recovery, and I sincerely hope that no other young people have fallen in ill as a result of this, because the people or the person who so recklessly dumped this toxic hazardous material, it was just reckless and had no regard for anyone living or playing in and around the area. And I hope that anyone who has any information passes that to the police so that they can be prosecuted.
There is a mindset, isn't there, that where there is a bonfire, it's almost like landfill?
Well, I think that this incident, you know, brings home that there is a vacuum around bonfires. The lack of regulation means that in some areas, not all, but in some areas, the dumping of pallets and tires and so forth is actually encouraged. And I think that this vacuum is exactly what the people behind the dumping of this toxic waste have tried to exploit. Because as you said, in the past, we have had other incidences where hazardous waste is dumped in tires, for example. They cause immense damage to the environment. So certainly there is a wider issue here that we fail continuously to grasp, and we're faced with it year on year.
Some areas, the bonfire is organised very well. They'll have pallets, they'll have other materials that they burn, primarily wood, and everything goes according to plan. But when you drive past a bonfire site, number one, you see the tyres, you begin to think, well, what sort of community is that that allows those tyres to be burned there? And then number two, you look at some of the debris and filth that is dumped. You think people are taking advantage of those who are trying to run that bonfire?
Well, certainly there's been a huge amount of progress made in some areas, and we can see that in the movement towards beacons. So I understand that bonfires are a part of cultural expression, and I understand that it's an important part for many people. But when it's done in a safe way, in a regulated way, when it's done in a way that doesn't cause harm to the environment, that doesn't endanger life or property, that isn't a magnet for antisocial behaviour, then, you know, that's the direction of travel that we need to move in. But unfortunately, as you've said, we still have a number of sites where that progress hasn't been made. And we still, every year, will hear stories about people having to move out of their properties, homes being endangered, and then the huge cost to the public purse of the cleanup afterwards. And so I think it's about all of us getting together, trying to grasp this, trying to ensure that people can express their culture in terms of a bonfire, if that is important to them, but doing so in the right way. And by right way, I mean in a safe way, in a way that doesn't damage the environment and doesn't damage or cause danger to life or property around it.
There are people the length and breadth of the country, of course, who will dump whatever they wish at the most convenient place for them. Sometimes it's in the countryside, sometimes it's in a laneway. It can even be at the gates to the public dump, but they're not prepared to go in with it. And there are others who will just dump it wherever they see fit. They don't even have a plan for the final destination for the materials that they're carrying around with them. How do we get that message across to those who are prepared to be as filthy as that?
Well, I think there's a number of things. Education is one. Incentives work. I mean, in terms of, we look, say, if we go back to the issue of bonfires around the beacon, the council had a programme to try to positively encourage progress. And then you need to look at punitive measures. If we look, Frank, if you drop a cigarette or a piece of litter in the centre of town, you're fined quite significantly. And yet I know people come to me very frustrated at what they see as particular spots where people are just dumping at will. And really, there is absolutely no excuse, because if you look around Belfast, for example, there are innumerable recycling centres, free of charge, open quite long periods. So there's no excuse. You just turn up, you're able to dispose of your material safely, and there's no hassle with that. So we really need to get the message out there that it's not just laziness that causes damage to the environment. It also, as we've seen in this incident, can cause damage to life. And that if you do it, there will be consequences.
The nationalist politician, of course, will say the beacon sounds like a very neutral thing. It sounds like something that is clean and there's a sanitised view of the beacon. Whereas the bonfire is the real deal. The bonfire is the celebration. The bonfire is reminding people who won the Battle of the Boyne. It's the bonfire is what matters to a community. So there's no point in asking people to forego their enjoyment, their thrill, their excitement of an 11th night bonfire.
Well, I'm not so sure about that, Frank, because as I understand it, the Beacon programme wasn't imposed on communities. It actually came about with statutory authorities working with communities, with organisers of bonfires, and they were very much involved in the process. So certainly it's not about one politician from afar saying, this is what you must do. It's about working with communities to say, you know, can we have this expression of culture, but can we do it in a way that doesn't cause damage or endanger life and property, that doesn't pollute the environment, that doesn't create the vacuums for horrendous things like we've just seen, where this young boy is now critically ill because reckless people took advantage of this vacuum and dumped toxic waste. So it's about trying to work with communities to get us to that point. It's not about saying no, ban it. I know when Mark Hitch was Environment Minister, he tried to look at a regulation, a form of regulation, and unfortunately we weren't able to get that through the executive. But certainly there needs to be a will to work this out. And as it has been proven in other areas, you can, progress can be made. It is possible. And there are a small number of sites now where we really need to work together to try to get this to a safe place, a healthier place, and a place where people can express their culture without, you know, all of the negativity that comes along, the danger that comes along for people who are there on the night, but the residents in the community who live around it.
Okay, Nicola Mallon, thank you very much indeed. Your opinions, 90333105. That is the main number. What can be done to ensure that the bonfire site isn't the filthy, dangerous place that it has proven to be in this area, and the filthy place it has proven to be in a number of other areas, or it continues to prove to be? It is an eyesore. There's no question about it. If you're preparing for a bonfire from April through to July, where they're collecting the wood, the tyres, the debris, the filth, it looks appalling, absolutely appalling. I noticed very recently on the way into Grimsport, there was a sign up, dump wood here. And it was on a pristine lawn that was being so well maintained by, I presume, the local council. I couldn't believe that people had put up a sign calling for stuff to be dumped on that green as you go from the roundabout from Bangor towards Grimsport. But that's probably the tradition. That's where they dump it, and maybe the council will come back and reinstate the beautiful lawn after the dumping takes place. Now, okay, the sign does say dump wood here, but as we saw last night or in recent times, people are dumping hazardous materials. They're also, of course, dumping tyres and lots of other items like furniture that they shouldn't be burning either, that would have some toxic substances within it. Is there no end to, I suppose, the... I've used the word filth quite a bit since I started the programme this morning, but it's filthy intent. People who dump waste in a public place. Yet and all, there are communities who are calling for the waste to be dumped. They want more material for their bonfire. This is a young boy who's now critically ill in hospital after concerns that he came into contact with a toxic substance on waste ground, a toxic substance that was most likely intended to go on a bonfire. So, is there a bonfire down your way? Are you in agreement with Nicola Mallon that really, if you had any sense, it would be a beacon and it would be a much more controlled environment? Or do you want the old tradition of putting it up to them, showing the biggest fire in the country and all of that sort of stuff? Is that what you want? You can let us know. 90333105 is the number. 90333105. I'd love to have your opinion on it this morning.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Here for you.
Let me speak to Councillor Jim Rogers. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jim, if only they would dump only wood. Tyres, regular examples of tyres appearing at bonfire sites. Asbestos, sadly, in the past as well. And now toxic waste that has led to a child being in hospital. This is pathetic, Jim.
It really is, Frank, and can I say at the outset that my thoughts and prayers are with this 9-year-old boy and his parents and wider family circle. It's just dreadful, and I sincerely hope that he pulls through and he's in the right hands, being in the Royal Belfast Hospital for Sick Children. The problem on this site, it's not one that's recognised as a bonfire site. It has been lying vacant now for at least 3 years. I understand it's owned by the housing executive, but somebody has taken advantage. I've seen a lot of old materials, and people obviously thought they were gathering for a bonfire, and drum after drum has been dumped there, and unfortunately, some of the children have been playing near the site, and what has now happened is just totally unacceptable. It's dreadful. I would put out an appeal through your programme this morning. If anyone knows who's responsible, please assist the police with their inquiries so that the individual or individuals can be arrested, questioned, charged and appearing at court, because others will do exactly the same thing. To get rid of waste today, particularly hazardous waste, costs money, and this is obviously someone or some persons who want to save themselves a few pounds and then just decided to take the opportunity of dumping all these drums. It just sickens me, it annoys me. I've been speaking to the council in the last half an hour to find out, can they do anything more? Because it's all about us working together to try and prevent these things happening. But somebody must have spotted this van or lorry bringing this to this site, because there's a number of streets there, they're just wasteland. There was houses there for years and years, and we now have to follow a line of inquiry to try and make sure that this never ever happens again. But I just fear it will, because people will take advantage of thinking they can get away by doing this, and it won't cost them anything.
There won't be that many people who would have a significant number of toxic waste drums to dump, and it's very possible that a reputable company has hired someone to get rid of the drums, and the person who was hired to do it has seen a cheap buck and has dumped them on waste ground. Now, the onus is on anyone who was disposing of waste materials in the recent past to come forward to the police and say, yes, I hired A, B and C to do this. We need to speak to them. We need to check that the journey was concluded at the proper place and no shortcuts were taken. There's a real call on whoever would have originally had those drums to come forward as well.
You're absolutely right, Frank, but whenever I look at the tyres that are found dumped or given away, as some people would tell you, and you ask the police, you ask the Environment Agency in Northern Ireland, can they not find the source? It's the same with the pallets. 9 out of 10 times they can't, and my worry would be exactly the same with this hazardous waste. But I agree with what you've just said. Some legitimate company perhaps have asked a contractor to remove this, thinking that everything was going to be legal and above board, and that hasn't been the case. But it's just dreadful what has happened, and I've been talking to a few people who come from that area of the Shankill Road, and they're really, really upset and annoyed, and sincerely hope, like me and yourself and others and the wider community, that this young boy pulls through. But there's a lesson here. All of us need to do that little bit more to try and find out the culprits and work with the police. And I would like to praise the police and the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service and Belfast City Council, the Environment Agency and the Housing Executive, and a number of other agencies who have been working hard in the last 24 hours, because unless they work together, we're not going to get anywhere here to try and prevent this happening again. But the owners of the site, they have a responsibility to get something moving there, and the less bits of wasteland that we have in Belfast, Northern Ireland, all the better, because these individuals, they just don't care where they dump stuff. as long as they can get doing it for nothing, they're quite happy.
Yeah, there are two separate issues, but there's the dumping, the fly tipping and taking advantage of a waste area. And there's also the magnet that is the preparation for the bonfire. And time and again across the country, we're seeing people, you know, asking for items to be dumped in areas that are going to be blighted. We can't ignore the fact that the bonfire period is a very dirty time in and around Northern Ireland.
Yes, it is, Frank. But I can tell you that the Belfast City Council Cleansing Department, they could write a book each week at the amount of dumping that's going on throughout Belfast, not just in working class areas, but middle class areas. People think nothing of dumping a mattress or tables and chairs and other rubbish before they would take it to the city council dump. They just take the opportunity during the hours of darkness to go out, find an empty piece of land, and they throw the rubbish. It's horrendous.
It is horrendous. But Jim,
we have the problems with vermin. We have the rats.
Of course.
We have the mice. It's terrible.
Yes, but there are rules and regulations. If someone's caught doing that, they'll be fined. If someone's caught throwing a cigarette packet on the ground, they'll be fined. Technically, the rules are there, and sometimes they are imposed. But signs go up in a variety of places in Belfast, please dump here. And all the dirt of the day is dumped, and there's nothing done in relation to fining anyone for it, or indeed fining those who are saying, dump all over us.
No, I know what you're getting at, Frank, and particularly in the run-up to the bonfire season, where some of the young lads get makeshift signs and dump your rubbish here, dump your wood here, dump this, that and the other, and it's the opportunity for people to go along, take advantage. And it just sickens and annoys the vast majority of people. And we've all got to behave responsible in a responsible fashion, because it's a bit like the cleansing, how much it costs to clean the streets, how much it costs for landfill, how much it costs for all sorts of things. And perhaps if all of us were to behave more responsibly, our rates would be much less than what they are presently.
Yes, but are you suggesting that the people in the local area don't want the pallets and the sofas and the other debris dumped? That they're actually saying to the young fellas, we don't want your blooming bonfire.
Yes, they are, and that includes parents of some of the young lads who are involved in the bonfire building. I'll guarantee you, if you speak to 9 out of 10 people in Belfast, Northern Ireland, they will tell you exactly what I've just said. They don't want to see all this rubbish.
So they don't want the bonfire?
Well, they want some of them want the bonfire, some of them don't, but they want to see those involved in building a bonfire behave in a responsible fashion.
But how can you? How can you build a bonfire without destroying an area?
Well, Frank, it's amazing the progress that has been made, particularly in Belfast, in relation to bonfire building. And it's very, very encouraging.
It's only last year you burnt a house down. You ruined a play park.
Yeah, look, I accept that. But if you go back 10 years, the situation was even worse. If you looked at our main roads, our carriageways, just unbelievable. The same with our footways. There's less and less problems and trouble and damage now. But I want to see it completely eradicated. I don't want to see anyone having their home burnt down, anyone being injured whilst they're standing at a bonfire. And those of us in public life, and people like yourself...
So would you be happy for a beacon then, a controlled beacon,
yes,
council-controlled?
Yes. And we are finding more and more groups want the beacons. Now, they're not cheap, but they do in the long run save an awful lot of money. But people like yourself are doing a great service by highlighting all these issues, and particularly this hazardous waste in Glenwood Street off the main Shankill Road
but,
in Belfast.
Yeah, but we're never going to change the minds of the traditionalist in the Loyalist area, where the child from 6 or 7 years of age is growing to be a hoarder for the 11th night.
Well, look, Frank, I was involved in bonfire collections and bonfire materials and lighting the bonfire. You have to keep working at these things. I'm not against bonfires, but where they're being built, it has got to be in a suitable place. Otherwise, you're going to have damage to property, you're going to have damage to people, and you're going to leave a mess. But the situation now is much better than what it was a number of years ago, as I've just said.
Okay, Councillor Jim Rogers, thank you very much. Do you agree with Jim? And are you from a loyalist area? Do you feel that the bonfire collection and indeed the looking forward to the 11th night is such an important thing that you don't care whether or not your place is littered with a capital L?
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.